Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Combi's MBI. Nice signature. Everyone knows it. So, it's a good weather in Rush, a little bit cloudy. I don't want to call it rainy because it's not that rainy that we can call it rainy. It's not that obvious. Mostly sprinkly, better to say. By the way, so it's a good weather here. Enough cold to make you sleepy for a whole year. Just sleep and don't wake up. That's how it is, the weather, right? So, by the way, a couple of days ago, I had the privilege to talk to the user Nassim _ Yas. She's one of the kindest members of Zamashanas. You know, everyone likes her. And she has written some articles which has helped many, many people about language learning, of course. She's very kind to write articles, share her ideas. Of course, she has, I think, a couple of challenges that makes you wake up early, pray, meditate. And let's be honest, who doesn't like to wake up early? Except me. Actually, I'm okay waking up late and go to sleep late because I'm a lazy person. But by the way, you know, waking up early is very good. So if you like to wake up early, participate in a challenge. But I'm not here to talk about that challenge. I'm here to invite you to listen to this interview. So, pour some tea into your glass, cup, whatever you have there, and just listen and enjoy this interview. See you guys. This is you and Miss Nassim. Hello, what's up?
Hello, how are you? Thank you, I'm fine, great.
Okay, great, awesome. So at first I have to say that I appreciate your presence here.
Thank you.
I think, yeah, it's been a while that we wanted to start this interview, right?
Yes. So
yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, good.
I'm ready.
So okay, how are you doing? Everything is cool?
Everything is cool. And today I'm so energetic person and I'm ready to this interview. And let me say hello.
All right.
Let me say hello to everyone that listened to this podcast interview. I hope you enjoy it. Those person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everyone is hearing your voice, but you can wave for them if
yes.
you want. Yes. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So, okay. How is everything in Tehran? You know, everything is cool. Is cool. You know, the weather.
The weather. Situation. Yes. The weather since you know previous week. Until the last day is so good because the weather was rainy, but today the weather is very, you know, funny. It's weather very clear. The sky is very clear and not rainy. I don't like this weather. Yeah.
You're a fan of rainy weather.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, that's great. That's great. All right. So let's jump to the questions. Basically, the questions are the same. As you know, Miss Fatima's questions.
Yeah.
So, you're gonna have a lot of fun because if you were just smart, you would just go and review those questions.
Exactly.
Not,
I really
gonna be a huge pro. That's good. So, good student. All right, so let's start with you.
Yeah.
So, please talk about yourself. Introduce yourself to our listeners.
Okay, my nickname is Nassim _ Yas. And, you know, I turned to 28 recently. And
all right.
Yes. And my major is theology.
Okay.
Is it enough?
Of course. So you mentioned your age. Usually women, they don't talk about their age. But
no.
Yeah.
It's no problem
for
me.
Yeah, you're so open about this stuff. So, all right, so your major, you mentioned about your major. So you're learning English. Is it because of your major or just, you know, for other things?
Okay. At the beginning of the process of learning English, I'm just start to study English for, you know, myself, not my major. Okay. Because I wanted to have conversation with a lot of people in all of the world. But after that, yes, I need the English language to my major. Especially when I decide to get the PhD exam. Yeah.
All right. So are you, you know, planning for that exam?
This year not, but maybe the next year, yeah.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
I wish you the best.
Thank you.
All right, that's great. So we can guess that you have master's degree in theology.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was some Khiabani's questions, like, thing, you know?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay, so tell us about your English learning background. So for how long you've been studying English? How was it?
I started, the last year until now, this process, because when I familiar with Zabanshinas app, I make a good plan to study English. But before that,
the magic happened.
But before that, unfortunately, because of English trauma that I had in the past, especially in high school, I don't like to study this language. Because when I decided to read something in English, those memorized remind me, and this is not good for me on that time. But when I familiar with Zabanshinas app, and especially with the forum, and I read some article that you mentioned that forum, and I familiar with those kind of friends. At this time, I said to myself, maybe we can, make our mind to love this language and start this process.
Right, that's good.
Yeah.
So you're mentioning that before you didn't have the mindset, but right now you created that mindset because of Zabanshinas and, of course, the forum.
Exactly.
The people in the forum.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great. That's great.
Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. So, what is your general opinion about English classes?
Okay, my overall view is not positive, obviously.
Have you ever been in those classes?
No, because of English trauma.
You were lucky.
Yes. Yeah. And but my overall view of those classes is not good. But at this time, I realized those classes just stimulus, that's it. And then those things depends on the learner, individual learner, because I believe those classes is not good, because you can see a lot of learner gathered in one classes. But maybe some of them have various problems with another learner. For example, maybe me have a lot of problems in my improved speaking skills, but my friends have a lot of problem in her pronunciation. But teacher just pay attention to the one method and take the same method to all of them, and this is not good. Okay, but at this time I participate in Arabic class, and Arabic class is good for me, but it's just stimulus to continue this process, because beside the English language, I had to start the Arabic language because of my major. And after 12 sessions, I can speak Arabic language. Okay, would you like to hear that?
Now, can you do that?
Yes.
I'd appreciate it if you
would. Yes. At first, I say in Arabic, and then I translate in English. For example,
Assalamu
alaikum astaghari, ana takallamu billughata al-arabiyya bil-fusha la bil-lahja, ana askunu fi shaqqatin jamila, shaqqatun fi shaqqatin ghurfatan, ana askunu fi hayy gharb al-tahran, and ana astayqizu fi as-sa'ati as-sabi'a, ana akulu ta'ama, an futura, an khubza, ana askunu fi ghurfat al-julus, and something like that, okay? And
okay, I love Minecraft. So I have no idea what you're saying.
I'm just saying hello, my friends. I speak Arabic, and I speak Arabic formal, not informal. And then I live in an apartment, a beautiful apartment. And then we have two rooms in our home. And I wake up in 7 o'clock, and after that I had a breakfast and something like that. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. You know, I have a question. So okay. Since I wrote some articles about multi-language learning, you know, instead of just learning English, some people they like to learn English, French at the same time.
Exactly.
So right now you're doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have a question. Uh-huh. So how is it? How is the feeling to do two things at the same time? And is it okay? Overwhelming?
Uh-huh.
What is the feeling behind it?
At the beginning of this process, when I start to study Arabic language, it's not okay for me, because in Arabic class, I would like to say everything in English. For example, when the teacher asked me question, I use some vocabulary English in between Arabic sentence. For example, يذهب علي and Muhammad ila al-jama'a.
I think you used that right. You were saying something in Arabic, actually. I think you said while you were speaking Arabic. So still, I think, so we can say somehow that maybe sometimes we mix these two together.
Exactly.
So that can be a problem.
Yes.
But in general, I think it's not a huge problem for people, right?
Yes,
it's just something that can be done.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a funny problem at the beginning of this process. And after that, we can handle it. Okay. Yeah.
All right. That's great.
Thank you.
You know, we have, I think we will have a polyglot in our forum in the future.
Thank you.
You know, someone who can speak several languages.
Okay, I will.
That's great.
Thank you.
So, all right. So since you mentioned Arabic classes, of course you haven't been in English classes. Yeah, I've been there. And some other people who are listening to this, they've been there.
Yeah.
So, but still you're actually experiencing Arabic classes.
Exactly.
So what is needed to be added to English classes to have the most benefit? Right now you can speak Arabic pretty much well. I as a foreigner who has no idea about Arabic, I feel like, you're speaking very good.
Yeah.
And it sound cool, at least.
Thank you.
So I want to say, what was so beneficial in the Arabic class that made you to speak like this?
Okay, in Arabic class, a teacher told all of us we must, we must use the imagination method when we talk about something. For example, when you would like to talk about jobs or, for example, favorite cars, you must, see those picture in your mind. And okay, in this class, I read a textbook. Obviously, we use the textbooks, but in this textbooks, you can find a lot of conversation, and we review those conversation in our class, and then we must imagination those conversation and then apply in our friends. And then our master asked a lot of questions out of for example, a conversation. And then you can involve yourself in the middle of that, in the middle of situation.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
yeah.
Imagination is
this
a tool.
Is more like TPRS, right? You know, because you're a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
He or she, woman?
No,
so he asked. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So he asked plenty of questions, maybe.
Exactly.
And you answer the questions. Is it like TPRS exactly, or they're just using textbook and like everyone else?
Exactly like TPRS. Yes, that's a good point.
Exactly. Is he using stories and things like that?
Exactly. Yes, because those conversation, those conversation about a lot of topic. For example, greeting or traveling and something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we, and just in the textbooks, you can one a story or maybe three, yeah, three story of that topic. And then we continue our conversation with a variety way on that topic. Yeah.
All right, yeah, that's good, that's cool. All right,
thank
still
you.
It's fun, still you're using the language, maybe it's going to be fun, and you
yes.
talk to your friends there, so that's great.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations, you have found some good classes there.
Thank you.
All right, so do you have any specific level of English that you want to reach to?
Exactly, yes. I want to reach the, improve my speaking English as a fluency. Yeah, as a fluency.
Uh-huh. So you want to become fluent, right?
Yes,
so fluency
I wanna,
is your main...
Ah, yes, I wanted to become a fluent.
Okay,
yeah.
Speaker. Okay, excellent. So I think right now you're doing good. All you need to do is to practice more and
yeah.
you will get definitely much more fluent. That's
Thank
great,
you.
That's great.
Thank you.
All right. Have you ever talked to a foreigner?
To a foreigner, just I have one experience of that,
mm-hmm.
and related to the last year, I talked to a foreigner from Germany, but he's originally Turkish person. We talked
right.
about some stuff, but recently I have phone call with one friend.
Mm-hmm.
It's not familiar to me, and I don't know everything about that, but I put myself... and the challenge of speaking, and I have
mm-hmm.
phone call with a person that I know everything about that, but we talk about more than 1 hour, and this is good experience to me. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you.
So, a question: have you ever,
mm-hmm.
you know, seen any tourists on the street? And
no.
You just
no. Unfortunately,
yeah, you haven't encountered them.
Yeah.
All right, fine. So. Tell us about your daily English learning routine.
Uh-huh. The last year, I have routine plan. For example, when I start a new day, at the beginning of the day, I listen to the AJ course, a Power English course, and then I listen to the podcast. And the middle of the day, I read some books on that time. And that's it, okay? But
mm-hmm.
and this year, especially in the last month, because I have a free time, and I, I change my plan. Because I want to say to myself, okay, at this time, I want to be flexible person to encounter with, every challenges. In every aspect in my process of learning English, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And for this reason, I can't make a routine or daily plan for my study of learning English. But obviously, listen to the podcast and reading books and speaking is the routine in daily,
mm-hmm.
in my daily,
mm-hmm.
yeah, daily plan.
All right, yeah, okay, that's good, that's great.
Yeah.
All right, fine. So you're saying that generally you're very flexible, you have short-term goals, you want to reach to your short-term goals because they are most important, so you can't have a specific language learning routine. So you just
exactly.
try to be flexible as much as possible. All right, that's good. So
mm-hmm.
what do you like the most about language learning, English learning?
Okay, sorry, repeat for me your question.
What do you like the most about English learning?
English learning. Okay, I would like to practice speaking skills at the first,
mm-hmm.
and then listening or watching movie. That's
mm-hmm.
it.
So
I hate the writing skills.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
So you hate that. All right,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
So you like to speak the language. Speaking is the thing that you love the most.
Exactly, yes, yes.
Yeah, all right, that's
yeah.
great. Okay, fine. So what is your favorite way of learning English?
Favorite way? Okay. I believe the method that I use in the past until now is a good way to
mm-hmm.
improve my, my speaking skills or English skills. But I believe it depends on the mood, okay? Sometimes I'm in the mood and at that time I listen to the podcast or read some books, but those things that related to my interest set in, okay? But sometimes I'm not in mood and at that time I use the movie, okay, I choose some movie or anime to watch that. Because of this reason, I am a flexible learner to choose some sources. Okay.
All right. That's good. You know, I think it's good sometimes, you know, you feel like, you know, you're bored or something. You don't have the energy.
Yeah.
Instead of just quitting completely, so you must be flexible, at least find something to learn from, right? So you mentioned movies. So how you learn from movies?
Okay. it depends, you know, in the past, I'm just watching movie for a funny time, for, you know, past the funny time, okay, for have a funny time on that time. But recently, I decided to cut some interesting part of that movie, and then I am just pay attention to intonation, like your challenge in the forum, okay? And this is, I believe this is very enjoyable for learner, and we can, you know, a lot of things. Because besides improve my speaking skills, I would like to improve my pronunciation and intonation. I have a lot of difficulties in this way, yeah. And we can, and after that,
So you, exactly like the thing that you discussed in the forum. So you just cut them or split them in several different parts and you just pick some interesting scenes.
Exactly.
And then you start listening to it. You give some attention on intonation. All right, that's good. That's great. Awesome.
Because
all right, so let's jump to...
I use this method for improve my Arabic language, okay? And I choose some animation that those animation duplicate in Arabic.
Dubbed
in Arabic language and at the same time in English language.
Actually, that can be funny, I think. I like to know how they dub animations. So
Okay.
I think that can be, I don't know, we can call it funny or...
I can say in the forum in the future. Yes, it's so funny because you can familiar with different intonation between those, languages.
Yeah.
It's so funny, yeah.
Yeah. No, actually, I prefer not to listen to Arabic that much because I'm not a fan of Arabic that much. Yeah, all right.
Yes.
So, because the intonation of Arabic somehow is not, is some, you know, I don't know I how to say that exactly in English, but somehow not so enjoyable for me or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So, let's jump to details. So, you want to give some advice to people. A lot of people are listening to this. You know, most of them, maybe they are in a situation, they can understand a little bit of English, they can understand, maybe they've been in classes and different things, but they need tips. So for you, that I think you've started English 1 year and a half. For how long you've been studying English?
How long? About 1 hour. And...
No. 1 year and...
1 year,
you're talking,
1 year and 6 months. Okay.
Oh, 1 year and 6 months.
Yeah.
So I want you to give some tips to people who are listening to this. So please go in detail as much as possible and give people the tips that they really, really need. All right?
Okay. You know...
Yeah.
The first thing that I would like to some learners... at the beginning of this process, I would like to say you must be the aggressive learner to start this process. For example, when you start to listen to some podcasts or some courses that you choose, you must pay attention and focus on that without any disruptions. Because I remember, you know, I mean, you must be an active listener. This is the best point at the beginning of start this this process. It's very important because I remember when I start to listen to the pack of Power English, on that time I'm not an active listener, I'm just a passive listener, because besides that, when I decided to listen those courses, besides that, I do my work, but I do, you know, my son stuff, and at the same time I listen to those lessons, and this is not good. Because of that,
so you're typically talking about concentration, right? So you must have concentration and focus when you're learning, right?
Yes, exactly, and concentration. And another thing we must pay attention to, that it's not a long term time to start to speak English. You know, I believe at the beginning of every level you can start to speak English. Yes, it is obviously you must have a good input, and then you can output. But I believe you must use everything that you learn. For example, if today you learn some new vocabulary, after that, push yourself to this challenge. For example, make a story of that vocabulary, and then you say a story or tell a story with spontaneously. Okay, not read the text or read the story, because at that time, especially in the last year, I used this method. You know, I just write a story and then I read them. It's not good method, but when you told me, okay, at this time you must say something, spontaneously, and then I start that. At the beginning, I just say something at least, 20 seconds, just 20 seconds. But after that, I practice more and more and more with a retell. Retell the mini story is very, very important. And you learner, all of you must pay attention to this. Mini story is very, very important. And besides that, POV is very practical course to improve your grammar. Okay, because you can see my grammar is not good because of that. On that time, I'm a passive listener, unfortunately.
All right. By the way, Estelle, I think it is good that you know your problems and you can work on them, because a lot of people, they don't realize that they have problems.
Exactly.
So that's great. So right now you're working on your grammar?
Somehow, because at this time I just put myself to speaking, and every other day I speak with one of my friends. Unfortunately, sometimes we can't do that, but we continue our process to speak English. And besides that, I recently choose some friends to speak every day with that. If it's possible.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay. So let's ask the five golden questions.
Oh.
So, how do you usually learn vocabulary?
Okay. As you know before, the one problem that I had to improve my vocabulary. How can I improve my vocabulary? Okay. In the past, I didn't use Lettner, and this is a very big challenging for me. But after that, I improved my vocabulary throughout of the read some books, especially authentic books, and
you would have extensive reading.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. just that's it. Because at this time, I didn't use, until now, I didn't use, you know, the lightener, especially with the channels. But sometimes I use Anki,
Okay, actually, you know, Hossein Nasiri, are you listening to this? Work on the lightener. All right, no one is using that.
Yes, please. All right. Please,
Hossein Nasiri. Okay, of course, Ali Gur Mirzai must listen more. both of them are great. Yeah, they're good friends, actually.
Exactly,
but work on lightener. Lightener is something that all of us need the most. All right. Mm-hmm. So, in briefly, if I want to actually recap the things that you said, I have to say, all right, so you usually use, in the past, you would use lightener. And then you started extensive reading.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So nothing else. You know how you read a book. So talk about this. How you exactly read a book. You don't just read it and say, all right.
Okay. At the beginning of you know, that I start to read the book, I'm just, you know, read that book with myself without any voice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because on that time, with this method, I could, you know, well understand of the concept that I read in the past.
Yeah.
But recently, I put myself in the challenge. I, you know, listen to the book, audiobooks, and beside that, I, you know, read that books. Okay. You know.
Okay.
Because it is very challenging, but we must put ourselves in this challenge, and and then when I encounter with a new vocabulary, at this time I pause the voice, and I found the meaning of that vocabulary, and just I pass that vocabulary. That's it. I didn't put a button and push the button to add the lightener. I just know some meaning, and then I pass the
actually you just check the meaning and you just go that just
yes.
somehow like skimming, right? You just skim through the meanings and you just look at it, you
because
go for...
because you maybe encounter those vocabulary in every pages of that book, and then when I finish that book, at that time I add it in the lightener.
Yeah, I think so. That's the idea of extensive reading, because you must read a lot, not just one book or two books, right? So you must read plenty of books in order to catch the vocabularies that you really need. So I think a lot of actually language learners, they must understand that in terms of learning through reading, they must read plenty of books, and in long term they will have the vocabulary, not just in 2 days and you can measure it and say, all right, I have for example 100 vocabulary right now. So that's
a
good point.
This is a long term, but it's enjoyable.
Yeah, all right, definitely, because you're reading the things that you really want and you're really, really interested in.
Exactly.
So as a result of that, you will learn the best because your brain wants to learn and it's catching everything that it needs.
Yes.
So, all right, fine. Mm-hmm. All right, how do you improve your abilities in English? Speaking, listening, reading, writing.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking skills... speaking skills, at the beginning I started to improve my speaking skills. I started with you. I took some classes with you. Thank you a lot because you helped me a lot in that situation. Because because when you start every process, it's very difficult. And at that time, I was embarrassed to have, phone call or something like that. But I embraced my challenging, and you helped me a lot. Thank you again, my master. And then for listening skills, I put myself to listen every podcast that I wanted to listen that. But those podcasts in, in two aspects. For example, someday I listen to some podcasts as a, you know, in Addict podcast. I use some podcasts in Addict podcast app, because I use this app besides the Podbean app to get information, new information out of every podcast that we had,
So please share it with us in the forum.
Exactly. Yes. Definitely. I share with you. And then I use some podcasts that you and your friends work on it to add in Zavonshanas app. For example, All Ear English, sometimes I listen to them.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Alright, so that was pretty much enough. So you usually listen, but how you listen?
Uh-huh.
That's important, because you mentioned that you were passive listener, but right now you're active listener.
Exactly.
How you became active from passive?
Exactly. When I decided to listen to those podcasts, I use the notebook, and when I listen to those sentences, and especially with some apps like Podbean or Addict podcast, those app you can't any transcript. Okay, you must just pay attention to those speakers. And that's it. But when I decided to listen to All Ear English, at first I'm just listening, and then for review all of them, I listen that at the same time I use the text, and I realize the new vocabulary or new idioms that we learned out of them. And then when I, at least I put myself to listen them at least, at least maybe 20 times for for every podcast.
Yeah.
But finally, because in the past, the final goals of the listening is participate in the Let's Talk Challenge in the forum. But at this time, the final goals of this kind of process that I apply in my listening, I make a story spontaneously, okay? And use those vocabulary and those idioms in my speaking. I apply this method in my friends. Especially, for course, real English pack, we, work on idioms, and that I learn. Okay. Yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah.
Okay. Amazing. So, is your friend, someone who we know?
Yes. Yes.
So, All right. Okay. So, all right, fine. So, about reading and writing. So, of course, first thing first, I have to say something. So, this is called deliberate practicing, of course.
Exactly.
So, because you're deliberately listening and taking notes. Because, and this is your way, of course. I'm not a fan of taking notes. For me, it's different. And for you, it's different. For maybe someone else, it's different.
Exactly.
So, I think the best way is to understand which works for you and then pick that technique and use it for yourself. But it's important to have deliberate practice, because you have deliberate practice. You're actively engaged to that thing, right?
Right.
So that's good method. Of course, I think that people must actually try it. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So reading and writing.
Reading, I use the ZBook app, and after Master ebook and five roll second, I start a new book, 4 hours every week.
Yeah,
yeah.
4 hour work.
And today,
4 hour work week.
Yes, and today I read.
Is it? Actually, I didn't start it.
I read 4 chapter of that, because I squeeze my time to read that book. This is great. I like it. I like this food because it's related to financial. Financial subject.
Money is.
It is very practical. I believe it's very practical for you.
Yeah, that's great. Amazing. Yeah. All right. So you read this book and how you read it. You mentioned that your son, if you don't know a word, you just hit the word and you see the translation, right? So, and a question. What kind of dictionary do you use when you're reading books?
I use two dictionaries. At the beginning, you know, it depends on my time, okay? Sometimes I just squeeze my time to read some books. At that time, I use just a Persian dictionary for understanding the new meaning, okay? But if I'm not mistaken, I use the Webster.
Cambridge.
Oh, Cambridge, yes. I add a Cambridge dictionary, yeah. Because I would like to, when I encounter a new vocabulary, I would like to read the example of that vocabulary. Another example. Yes.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. That's great. So you have plenty of varieties and flexibilities when you're using dictionaries too. So sometimes, mostly, I think, usually you use Persian, but if you want to go deeper, you use English. Is that that the case?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So your priority usually is Persian.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So about writing, do you practice writing?
let's be honest. No. Mm-hmm. Yes, because I hate practice writing, but it's so vital for me to practice a lot, especially to improve my writing skills, because in the future I must write article in English, especially with my that's related to my major. It's very it's very important for me, because I would like to participate in the international conference, and those conference, apply the Arabic language and English language. And we must, write every article in English or Arabic language.
That's great.
So
great. I wish you the best. So let's go for the third one.
Okay.
So if you lose your motivation, how you get it back?
Oh, yes. this is a very difficult question for me, because the first thing that I do that when I discourage or get dismotivated, I choose some clips, some positive clips, and watch them. Okay, because on that situation, I need to get energy, and I need to bombing my subconscious mind with a positive sentence or energetic sentence, and I use the concept that inspired me on that time, not related just related to English. No, for example. I watched a video that's related to the familiar failure in the words, or something like that, okay? And yes, I listened to some seminar by Darren Hardy, Jim Rohn, and Les Brown, and something like that.
Okay, where do you have them? Actually, Royal Mount? Is that the website?
Yes.
Actually, the official website, the biggest website in Iran, the official. All right, So how can you repeat a lesson for a whole week? And you mentioned that you listen to one podcast for 20 times, and a lot of people just come and ask this kind of questions. They say, how you repeat it? How you do it?
Because of the reason that I'm a flexible learner in recently, I use some some point when I decided to review or repeat the same courses. For example, I can example for you.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in the first lesson of real English, that lesson related to earthquake. Okay. At least for 3 days of the week, the first of the week, I'm just listening to that lesson, and I can effort to understand whole meaning of that sentence or idioms that they use that. But the rest of the week, I just listen to the some parts of those lessons. For example, it's related to the lesson that you want to repeat that. But I can, I push myself in every repetition. I improve some points in that lesson. For example, at the beginning of the repetition, I now think, oh my God, those idioms is not, convenient for me to use that. On that time, I said to myself, after I listen this lesson, I repeat those idioms and make a story and record my voice about that. Okay.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
And the next day, I speak with my friends about the course. But the next day, I use the POV lesson and participate in my my friends to review them. You must in every repetition have different goals from the previous goals. Okay. Different goals from previous goals, for this kind, for this method, you can use it. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's great. That's great. So you're you're talking about varieties and goals. So you have these varieties and goals.
Exactly. Because sometimes you can see, okay, in this lesson it's very hard for me and I can't imitate her pronunciation or his pronunciation. Okay, at this time you must, put yourself to repeat it with lovely sound. Mm-hmm. And imitate those, pronunciation or something like that. But maybe sometimes you guess, okay, I problem with new vocabulary and make a story for that. Yes, you must flexible.
Okay, yeah, that's great. That's great. All right. How do you overcome English learning plateaus? How do you overcome it?
Okay. Overcoming plateau. Yeah, plateau. We must embrace our plateau. Yes, plateau. We must to love the plateau because is to love what is the most essential and enduring in the life. But in speaking skills, I don't encounter with a plateau. But in listening, I encounter with plateau. Okay, because the AJ, especially AJ, is so convenient for me to listen that. And for this reason, I put myself in the challenging in listening.
A question. So you said in speaking, you don't hit a plateau?
Yes. Because
how this is impossible? Because can you speak about some specific major, for instance? Because that can be overwhelming event. So what do you mean by not hitting?
But I don't satisfied in my level of speaking. I must, try.
Oh, so you're saying, So you're saying that you're improving constantly. So you don't feel like you're not improving. Yeah,
exactly.
I get it. So I thought maybe you have improved a lot. So you got so satisfied and said, all right, enough with the speaking. I want to go with listening.
No.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And
so,
in the listening, I encounter with the plateau. At this time, I listen sometimes to the Tom Robbins. it's so difficult for me. But recently, I realized, okay, his voice is so convenient to understand it. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, that's good. That's great.
But your movie that you use as your challenging imitation is so hard to imitate.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it hard?
Wow. That's the second part.
How about the new one, actually?
New one. I record my voice for the new one.
Really? I didn't check it.
Yes.
Did you put it in the forum?
Exactly. You like it.
All right.
Yes.
Really?
I
think
practiced...
I'm having an Alzheimer.
I practiced after 1 week. I record my voice and send in the forum. Okay. I would like to your opinion in my voice, but in the second part that you use it, it's so difficult for women voices. Yes.
I don't know what is that, you know. Okay, so the voice is voice. Why, you know, there must be a video for women. There must be a video for men.
Yeah.
Voice is voice. So
yeah,
yeah,
really?
they use
really?
The same English.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
you must
choose the part of women voice and.
Yeah, I'm okay with
video.
That. You
okay.
know that. I actually I'm okay with everything.
Yes.
So, but I don't know what is with it, you know. The English is English.
Yes.
All right, fine. So I create a video. Actually, I put a video there.
Yes.
Yeah, so you can.
But
you can
imitate. The first you know video that you mm-hmm. publish in the forum. I do it and I practice more.
All right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. That's nice of you. Actually, the first one I shared, it wasn't from me. It was from Mr. Mahmoud, you know, the Joker guy. So actually, but yeah, it's good. It's good mm-hmm. that you're participating, because participation is something that you must do, and we all know that how much we've learned with each other in the forum. Unfortunately, these days people they don't participate like before.
Exactly.
I don't know the reason. Maybe they're busy. I know that most of them they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is hearing this. I know that you're not busy. Just participate, man, women.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Welcome
yeah.
to participate.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right, fine. We are
okay.
done with these questions.
Uh-huh.
So, let's talk about members.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah. I think this is the favorite part, because everyone wants to know what is your opinion about them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm going to ask questions
mm-hmm.
about these members. And
okay.
you know, describe them.
Mm-hmm.
Just, okay. What do you think about Hossein Nasiri? H. Nasiri.
Okay, this is a kind person and supportive person in the forum,
mm,
and
yeah.
a kind boss, yeah, for every
yeah,
learner.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, somehow a father that everyone wants to
exactly.
have.
Exactly, yes, exactly.
All right. So,
the kind father all right. for all of us.
Yeah, okay. And how about Golmirzai, Mr. Golmirzai?
Is a good partner, is a good, assessment, if I'm not mistaken. And
what do you mean by that? I don't know. Atsisa.
Yeah,
it's
a
good
colleague
friend.
For
part.
Mr. Nasiri.
Oh, yeah, of course, colleague,
yeah.
yeah.
Yes,
you can say that.
Colleague for Mr. Nasiri. And,
you know, the bad thing about programmers, the bad thing about programmers, because they work all the time at the backstage, no one is going to see them. So we all end up saying Golmirzai is a good partner to Hossein Nasiri. Everyone's attached to Hossein Nasiri. I know that actually Mr. Golmirzai
no, no,
will
no.
hear
and
say.
But I mean, I sometimes encounter Mr. Golmirzai. You know, he's a very kind person in my mind.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, because sometimes I have some problem in my application. And then he
would check it out, right?
Yes,
he would solve
it. He helped me a lot. Yeah.
yeah.
Thank you,
yeah.
Mister.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and of course, he's a very honest and good
exactly.
person, actually.
Exactly.
I think I talked to both of them mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, mostly I talk to Mr. Hossein Nasiri, but
yeah.
sometimes I talk to Mr. Golmirzai too. You know, both of them are great.
Yes,
and,
definitely.
Yeah. One of them is much more, brighter in the forum. Everyone is seeing the Hossein Nasiri, but
mm-hmm.
one of them
yeah.
is in the backstage.
Exactly.
So
Yeah.
So, by the way, both of them are great. So, what do you think about, you know, Miss Fatima, Fatima Dusti?
Oh, great. This is my friend, my good friend, and she's a hardworking person.
Yeah. So, you describe her as a very hardworking woman.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. All right. So, why you describe her that?
Because, you know, sometimes, especially when I, you know, read the mastery book and some points, it reminds me Miss Fatima. And, okay, you know, she's doing well for, in you know, representation, those, you know, okay,
tips,
summary
for points.
All of us. Okay,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I help you with the audiobooks for this.
Okay, that's nice of you. That's
Thank
nice
you.
Of you. Great. You. Great cooperation.
Thank
of course, I know, yeah, exactly. I totally agree with you because a lot of us, you know, we started a project, especially in the forum. I'm not going to, you know, directly say that person is combis, but, you know, we just failed to finish it. You know, but yeah, she was great to finish it. Yeah. All right. So what do you think about Miss Mojde? Miss Mojde is not here, but we always talk about her. So what do you think about her? Are you still in touch with her?
Yes, yes. Miss Mojde, if you answer my voice, if you listen my voice, I miss you a lot. But, you know, when I say to, you know, my friends to come back in the forum, but, you know, maybe in the future. She come back, but okay.
All right, yeah, that's good. Good news.
I have conversation.
Dilling, dilling. You know that's some bells ringing for Miss Mojde. So if she comes, we will all appreciate it. If she doesn't want to come, still we appreciate her because she
exactly.
has done many good things. All right, so how about Farzad? Farzad, the hidden guy. Actually, these days we don't see him.
Exactly.
So, what do you think about him?
Is a, you know, like a good brother in the forum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good guidance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, how about, you know, Afar Khani?
Oh, Miss Hanane.
Yeah.
Miss Hanane is one best my friends, especially we talk together a lot.
All right.
And you know he she's a kindness person in my opinion.
Yes, she is.
Exactly, because she helped to every you know learner in the forum, especially with you know energetic way. For example, sharing some you know some voices or some courses in the motivational way. This is very good. Thank you, Miss Mojde. Miss Hanana, sorry.
Okay, yeah, all right. You failed it. And she will hear this and will attack you for that. We all
Thank
know.
You, Miss Mojde. Thank you, Miss Mojde. Yes.
All right. So, how about Miss Samane? Because I think these days Miss Samane, she's pretty much busy. But she, I see that she always participate in the challenges.
Yeah.
At the backstage, you know, she always translating. She's always translating lots of articles, but we won't see her, you know, as much as we would see her.
I talked to Miss Samane, especially if I'm not mistaken, 3 days ago, and Miss Samane is a good friend for me, and I asked her to participate with me in one project. Maybe you can in the future. Yes.
Yeah. What kind of project is that? Can't you give us?
It's
some...
a secret. It's a secret. All right.
So
this one, yeah.
There is no tip for it, you know.
No.
We don't have
say
any
about that.
All right. So.
Yes.
Ah, okay. That's gonna be a good surprise. And how about Mrs. Nikna?
Oh, Mrs. Nikna.
Yeah.
I'm so appreciate that person. So energetic person for me. I love it a lot, Mrs. Nikna, because it's so you know it's very helped to me to improve my speaking skills, especially. Beside you, you know, both of you are master for me, and I appreciate you a lot. And
thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Actually.
Yeah.
So we can guess that she is your partner. So you just revealed it suddenly.
Because at this time, I wanted to appreciate that and, take a... Yes, at this time, I want to say that.
All right, you're fine. How about Miss Atusa? I think Mrs. Atusa, of course. Uh-huh. So how about her?
Oh, yes. Mrs. Atusa is another my friend in the forum.
You just describe all of these people as a friend. I don't know what kind of description is that. You know, oh yeah, all of you guys are my friends. Okay, let's jump to the next question.
Yes. This is my friend, and she talks to me sometimes in Telegram. And yes, this is a good good learner and good habiter. I mean, you know, because you can comment it. You can see she's committed in their habits, especially waking early bird. I believe this is early bird first time.
All right, that's good. Unlike me. Actually, I sleep a lot.
Are you okay. Night owl person? Are you night owl?
Yeah, it's not like that. I don't know what kind of person I am. I know that I'm not a bird at all. I'm not owl. I'm not.
But you must be.
You know, chicken. Yeah, I'm just me. You know, mid between. Sometimes okay. I get up early. Sometimes I sleep late. Yeah. By the way, yes. So how about the next one, Zahra Sheikhi? I know that she's your friend, of course.
No. I'm just talked to her for maybe, you know, 3 times in the forum, just forum. When you mention her name, it reminds me her pronunciation. Her pronunciation is very good. I like it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and her voice is very clear too.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think this one is my favorite. Of course, everyone is my favorite. Everyone is my friend, but this one is everyone's actually favorite.
Yeah.
And that person is Milad Akhavan. So, what do you think about this? Yeah.
Oh, the teacher.
Yes. teacher.
Yes. When I listen to his voice, it's so energetic for me. And I believe, in my opinion, he has a unique voice. Yes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And of course, he's a very good guy, actually, in terms
exactly.
And Miss Mohaddese.
Miss Mohaddese. Okay, is a good friend. Especially
like everyone else.
I don't know idea about the person because I haven't any conversation with but sometimes we talk about some English stuff, that's it. But Miss Mohaddese is one of the person that can improve a lot if they try a lot. Yes.
Yeah. Now, of course, I think she's one of the kind and cooperative people.
Exactly.
Or the members of
Zamashans.
Because, yeah, of course, always I have a project and I'm doing something. She comes to PV and she says, if you need any help, I can help you out. And she has helped me with the book requests.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I think she's very cooperative.
In the forum. Active person.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah. And most of these guys that we've mentioned, most of them, they come, I think, not so regularly to forum. Yeah, it's been a while that we are not seeing, for example, Miss Mohaddese or some other guys here. Mm-hmm. So, by the way, since we like them a lot, so I like to mention them to appreciate their presence. So, how about Maryam 9990?
Is one of the person that cooperated with me and Miss Mojde and sometimes Miss Batana to attack the post.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Of the forehead. Yeah. It's a
okay.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, you guys would always attack my articles.
Yeah, it's a funny friends. That
yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. And the next one, Sara 999.
Oh, great. Sara is one of the members that we can't see a lot in the forum, but when I see that person in the forum, you can give a lot of energy from their comments, from her comments. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. She's a good friend, actually.
Yeah.
And I like her a lot because she has helped me in many ways. I have to actually mention it again. I mentioned it before, but again, I have to say that.
Yeah.
Kimia Karbosi, I think she's... of course, we have a private group in the forum. I have to say that. Maybe it's needed. We just Transit Podcast. I and, you know, Mila Dakhavan and Kimia Karbosi and, of course, Miss Hanana. So we Transit the stuff. And I think she's... I can't remember exactly. I think she's studying for entrance exam, if I'm not mistaken, or something like that. She's very busy, you know, to study for maybe entrance exam or just for her school or college. I don't know exactly. I forgot. I'm terrible. But yeah, I think that's why she's not so present in the forum. So what do you think about her?
About that because I can't you know I don't know anything about that person.
Yeah.
I forgot they
totally normal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally normal. So what about Behnam?
Behnam, Mr. Behnam is a good partner for you.
how do you know that? How do you know that? He's a very good partner for me. Actually, I didn't say that to anyone. But yeah, of course, he's great.
Yes, I know. Yes, I believe he has a fine character, an energetic character.
Yeah.
And this is so amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Good for me. So,
exactly.
Yeah, Mahdi Ghavvam and the last one, Mansoor 1978. Both at the same time.
Mr. Ghavvam, I appreciate that a lot because I take a help. You know, he helped in one project that I had in the past.
Wow, yeah.
I appreciate that because he's a kind person.
Okay.
And about the Mr. Mansoor, I have no idea about that. Because I don't familiar with him.
Yeah, you're not familiar with him. All right, it's cool.
Yes,
it's cool.
I'm not familiar.
All right, so let's jump to members' question. So you have, some questions that maybe you answered it somehow in the during the process, during the this podcast, of course, the interview. But we ask it again. So were you majored in English language? Okay, yeah, so let me repeat it. Were you majored in English language? You know, it means that you took up English learning, you know, major or something?
The English
in college, something like that.
Yeah. No, I have no
no background about this,
no
right?
No background, you know, back of start.
Okay.
No
yeah. All right. So okay. Good. So, I think this question is somehow funny, and I'm sure that you will understand. You know who asked this question. So, what was the result of your blood test? So,
okay, I can mention his name.
Yeah, of course. That's yeah.
No, I can't. Okay.
So Hossein Nasri, I can.
Yes.
So Hossein Nasri asked this question. All right. So what was the result of that?
At that time, I you know, have a test of blood. I had a test of blood, and I say something with Ms. Fatima and Ms. Mojde in my private, okay, in Telegram. But when I decided to go to the forum, we talk about something, and then all of a sudden, I forgot, okay, this is a foreign. I said something about my test blood, my blood test. And then suddenly Miss Fosen, if I'm not mistaken, told me, okay, dear Nancy, this is a forum, or you must, delete it or edit your message. And right now, at that time, suddenly I edit my message, but Mr. Nasseri, saw my message that related to my test block. And then, they decided to make funny events of that. But I can say my test blood is not related to the test that related to marriage. It's not that, but Mr. Nasseri,
And of course, he knows too, I think. He knows that. He's just joking around.
It's a funny time.
All right. So, okay. Another question comes from one of members is, do you want to participate in any kind of exam? If yes, what is that?
Any kind of exam that related to
English? For example, TOEFL, IELTS.
No, I have no experience.
You don't have any plan, even for your PhD? Because you need TOEFL.
Yes. Until now, I didn't participate in any exam that related to TOEFL or IELTS. But maybe I have to put myself to participate in this kind of exam.
Yeah.
But not IELTS or TOEFL exam. I just need to MSRT exam, okay, for my major. But when I decided to go abroad, maybe I need to IELTS exam. I don't know at this time.
That's great. Okay, so another one. So let's talk about Zabanshinas. What do you think about Zabanshinas?
Zabanshinas is a good, is the best application that is familiar in all the worlds.
All of the world?
Sorry.
Yeah.
All of my life.
Yeah, all right. It can be, actually. It can be the best. I'm not saying that it's not. But of course, you mentioned all the words.
Let's say something. Mr. Nasseri, when you and Ms. Nester Mirza, you work on the Leitner. Okay, after that, the Zabanshinas app, I believe, is the best application all of course.
All right. That's something. Okay. All right. So... So you think Zabanshinas is the best application that you've installed in your phone? All right.
Installed my phone, yeah.
Yeah. So what do you like to add or remove from Zabanshinas? You mentioned Leitner.
Okay, Leitner is the best things that I would like to add it in the Zabanshinas. No, technique of TPRS, I believe. Like Anki.
SRS, I think. SRS. So you're talking about SRS.
SRS. Okay, and another thing, I have no idea about any concept, but for Zoom application, I would like to add some parts, some interesting parts of movie or anime. I would like to add it to Zoom.
Yeah, of course, we can do it, in the forum, and I think that a lot of us can actually make this stuff. And I'm working on a movie in the future. I'm gonna share it in Zoom too. So I think it's better if you want something exactly, work on it and split it. I don't have enough time to create tutorials like before, but if I have enough time, if I find time, I will actually create tutorials so everyone can actually create their stuff and put it in Zoom, right? So I think we must do it because it takes a lot of time for them to actually just watch the movie and just create transcript. So if you like something, it's better for us to work on it and do it. All right, fine. So how many vocabulary do you have in Zabanshinas, vocabulary statistics?
Don't pay attention to that, but if I'm not mistaken, it's about 5,000 words.
5,000. All right, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are almost done. One last question and we finish this session. So sorry. So what is your last word that you want to say?
I have nothing. But I believe, you know, every learner that listen to this podcast, maybe they have some question after that. And I can help all of us. And thank you for interviewing.
Yeah,
thank you for devoting your time to listen to this podcast.
Great.
Mr. Conley's to devote your time.
All right, thanks. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And yeah, everyone has any question, please ask Miss Naseem. Miss Naseem is going to answer you. Even if it's 1 million questions, she's open to answer these questions. So, all right. Thank you so much for, you know, for your devotion of the time that you put here, you know. Yeah. It was enjoyable talking to you. And have
a
nice day.
Thank you. And have a nice day.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. Thank you so much that you listened to this podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it and learned one or two. If you have any question, any comment, comment below. We are alive to listen to your opinion, to read your opinion, and to know your opinion. So, and there are some surprises coming up. So be aware of the new episodes. Subscribe to the Telegram channel, and until next time, ciao ciao.